The Standing Committee on Public Accounts and the Standing Committee on Appropriations held a joint oversight sitting at Eskom at Megawatt Park. We met with the board and management of Eskom to get a sense of the progress the entity has made in the last year. A couple of things I'd like to share. The first is that both committees were encouraged by the progress, operational progress in particular in generation, that has been made by the Eskom team to make sure that we do not have load shedding as an ongoing feature in South Africa. So that is the first thing. The second thing is we really appreciated the steps that have been taken to improve governance, to make sure that there's accountability, that the chief executive himself, Dan Marokane, has taken accountability in his office in terms of consequence management to make sure that people and suppliers that are rogue and are harming the reputation and financial interest of Eskom and the country are held accountable, they're disciplined, they're blacklisted, they're prosecuted where necessary, and that they continue to work with law enforcement. Having said that, the committees, of course, continue to have concerns. A few of them. The first is that we are really concerned about the ongoing financial state at Eskom. As you know, South Africans no longer have the muscle or the ability to pay for electricity increases. But at the same time, we have to find a solution to the 85 billion rand that municipalities owe. Eskom is going to be 98 billion by March next year and 128 billion by March 2026. It's unsustainable. We have to solve it. The second thing is that there is, for instance, a fact that it's taking long to blacklist and remove suppliers that have been flagged either by the Zondo Commission or by other investigations that have taken place at Eskom. We want that to happen faster. We want the vetting of board members as well as members of the executive to be speeded up so that we can be sure that we've got the right people at Eskom. But we've also asked Eskom to make detailed written submissions to both committees in Parliament so that the issues we could not ventilate today are still dealt with, so that when they present their annual financial statements and we look at the audit outcomes, we can take those answers into account. But overall, it was time well spent at Eskom, and I think the Eskom leadership team appreciated our presence here too.